I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, one of the big stories for fishermen this week was not the fishing, but the weather, the wind really, just hauling out of the southwest.
That's right. We had a heavy southwest wind all week, so I haven't heard a lot of fishing reports from boaters. It's something that we deal with quite a bit on Cape Cod. You tend to get that prevailing southwest wind, and this week it certainly kept boats at shore.
So let's get into that. What are some of your options if you want to go fishing and the wind is not cooperating?
Well, if it's too windy to get out in a boat on the water, what you can do is fish from shore. And a good thing is that this time of year is some of the best fishing from shore that there is. Right now, the water has gotten warm enough that it's drawn in the stripers and the bluefish, but it's not so warm that it keeps them offshore in deep water. So if you're stuck on land, you can fish some of the inshore areas like harbors, rivers, salt ponds, places like that, that are well protected from the wind and have a pretty good shot at getting into some very good fishing for striped bass and bluefish.
So what kind of strategies do you use when it's blowing pretty hard and you're trying to shore fish?
Well, there's really two different options, and one is you can try and escape the wind, and with the shape of Cape Cod being what it is, you can always get in your car and drive to a beach and put the wind at your back. But there are also a lot of people who think that surf casting is best when the wind is right in your face. So even when the wind is blowing hard like it is often out of the southwest, if you head to a south-facing beach and cast right into the wind, often that's some of the best fishing. The thinking is that wind will push bait and will mix up the water and create waves, and those conditions make fish more comfortable, striped bass and bluefish, to come into shore to feed. So as long as you've got a heavy lure and you don't mind standing on the beach and facing right into the wind, that can be a great way to catch fish this time of year.
And what else? How about looking for a spot out of the wind?
Yeah, if you want to get out of the wind, I really recommend heading into an estuary, a river, or a salt pond. If you know of a place that has a river herring run, and that's where river herring come in from the ocean and they go into fresh water, they're finishing up spawning right now, and they're dropping back into salt water. And so a lot of times in these small protected areas, you'll find big striped bass in relatively small water to feed on these river herring.
What about when the wind settles down? What's your choice for fishing action? The wind isn't going to keep blowing forever now.
No, it won't. And right now, I know I'm looking forward to the wind dying down so I can get out in my kayak and do a little sea bass fishing. The sea bass is excellent right now. We haven't had a lot of reports this week, but when the wind has settled down, anyone who has been able to get out there has said that the fishing has been fantastic. So this time of year, I really recommend going after the sea bass in Buzzards Bay, Nantucket Sound, and Vineyard Sound. Any place you can find some structure, whether it's rock pile, a wreck, or a well-known ledge, fishing squid near the bottom in 20 to 40 feet of water, you're almost guaranteed some very good fishing for black sea bass. And then besides the black sea bass, obviously everybody wants to go after stripers this time of year, and the striper fishing is also excellent. We've found some big fish have arrived now. These are the big spawning-sized fish that spawn down in the south. They've shown up in Cape Cod waters, and we've heard some reports in the past few days of trophy-sized fish, the 30 and 40-pounders, starting to mix in with all the smaller bass that we've had around for a few weeks. The Elizabeth Islands, the Cape Cod Canal, and even Cape Cod Bay have had excellent striper fishing. And so I would say if the wind dies down, I'd go out there and do a combo trip, maybe a little striper fishing at first light, and then stay out and do some sea bass fishing.
Boy, that sounds good. For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.